What's up, everybody? This is episode 39 of Beyond Territorial. This is Eduardo. I just wanted to let you guys know ahead of time that this podcast is not orientated towards collectibles. We talked about an area, the area of Logan Heights, which is mostly where me and Fabian grew up when we were young. And we just wanted to share a little bit about our perspective. This is where the conversation led to. So I hope you guys enjoy. If you guys want to listen to his other podcast that he's been on, which was collectible oriented, and you guys didn't listen to that, that would be episode 23. Thank you guys again, and hope you enjoy.
My dad's, that's funny. It's a start. He signed me up for AYSO, dude. He popped, dude. But my dad wasn't the type of guy that would go and sit and watch my practices, dude. So it was the first time I went, Pick Conmigo, he dropped me off, and I was like, all right, so.
Yeah, I always wanted to play baseball.
That's what I wanted. I never played baseball.
Oh, really? When I was a kid, by the time we went to sign up, it was already like full. And then I tried out for, because I went to Mission Bay.
Yeah.
I tried out for the baseball team at Mission Bay, but it was, you know, for white people only, you know, like.
Oh,
like. So, okay. Like, I thought what I did was good, but I never played, like, sports like that before, you know? So, I didn't make it.
Have you guys ever heard of the Lucky Waller Park? Es un parque con una ala grande.
Simón.
Okay.
No.
My discouragement was, as soon as we got there, they lined us up, like, that's all right, yo. I'll be back for you. And I was like, back to you.
Where are you going? You're like, what the hell are you talking about? You were so excited.
Yeah, you're so excited. All right, mijo, échale ganas. Whoop-de-whoop. And the coach turns around. He tells, all right, guys. You guys see the whole banqueta? You got to go around it once, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to stretch out. And I'm like, what do you mean, like, go, like run? And he's like, well, what do you think? What do you think is this? I went once. Ya como a media vuelta I crossed the street.
I'm done.
Iba pasando, miré el bus station across Montgomery. Me hice un lado, I sat down, caught my breath, and then I let the whole team run. And I walked around and I went all the way to Irish Trolley Station.
This isn't for me. You were like, fuck this.
Like, come on, Dad, are you going to take me away? And he's like, no, you're going to take me away. Like, toma. I go on the bus and I go on a round trip.
Aw, damn.
And I never got to play, dude.
Damn.
But I didn't like soccer was because my dad would argue with my mom, dude. He was like, because I remember one time he was like, es que perdimos porque perdió la selección.
Okay.
Perdimos porque como fans como ustedes no tienen fe. I turned around. I was like, oh, damn. Hell no.
Damn. You took it that serious.
My dad was passionate, bro. He loved the game.
I do too, but I can't blame it on the faith of, you know, like.
Cause turn around and tell your big moms.
Like, you know, in Mexico, like, soccer is a big thing, you know.
Serious.
But there is also a lot of Mexicans that don't follow soccer, you know?
For real?
Yeah.
I haven't found any.
I worked.
Well, your mom, I mean, I don't think your mom's that.
No, you know? my mom, she'll watch it.
Yeah?
She could stand and watch it.
But you only know? The Mexico games.
Yeah,
you know?
Only the Mexico
See,
games.
See, that's
yeah.
the thing. Like,
my mom does. My mom don't like any sports. But the moment we tell her to watch something, like, she'll talk shit and root for the other team that we're watching.
That you guys,
you know?
Oh, damn.
You know? That must so, like, back suck. In, so when we were, like, sit down and watch the Raider game, or, like, the Charger games, she'd be like, oh, the Raiders are going to win. You know, she'd always talk shit.
Talk, it's bad.
Yeah, we're just like, man. But I do that to my brothers and my homies, because, like, I'm not a big basketball fan.
Yeah, oh,
okay.
So same
guys,
here. I'm running right
watch,
now.
Like, oh, the Lakers are playing. I just be like, man, who cares?
You know, the and last
then,
time.
So we watch the Lakers game, and I'd be like, man, I would start rooting for the other team. You know, it's like.
The last time I followed basketball was during the Jordan and
yeah.
Scottie Pippen era.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, but well, after that, once I hit high school, bro, that all the sports and everything, all like went out the window, bro.
Not for me.
No.
For me, it was the opposite.
It went out the window. It's because
there wasn't one that you found that you really liked. That's probably why, huh? You said making the money.
Making money.
Nah, for me it was the opposite. Like, I went through sports pretty much since I think I started playing soccer when I was like 8 years old.
or like seven or eight for sure. And even before that, I was pretty competitive, you know, like, I was fat, but that shit didn't fucking
discourage me, you know,
from fucking doing something. Well, then eventually,
you mean that, that being fat never discouraged me, because I used to see some fools that could move, dude. I don't know if you remember my boy Josh.
Josh?
Yeah.
Hey, ah, Simon.
That guy could move,
oh,
dude.
Really? Back in the day.
I know, now.
Even right now?
Dude, cuando trabajamos en el primo vato, he was showing them a part. And the guy grabbed the part and he goes, he's all, catch me. And the guy bounced, dude. I kid you not, Josh jumped, así como de alto y tan grande. He jumped over the counter, bro. Boom! I've never seen the glass. I thought they were going to break. The both glasses don't. You know that when you go to AutoZone, lampugas, yeah, and they have, yeah, like pressure.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, this is the way. He started running, dude. Sure enough, bro. Comes back with the guy's shirt and the part.
Damn.
So, I guess he caught him y la arrancó. Dice que cuando lo jaló,
le arrancó la camisa.
Le arrancó la camisa. I was like, and we didn't believe, you know what? Carlos Bello was there.
Oh, really?
You know, he's a runner, dude. He's, yeah, like, you caught up to that guy? He's like, dude, where did you think I got the shirt? I was like,
his trophy, he came back. He was like, if I don't bring the shirt, they're not going to believe me.
Ese güey, otro vato, también agarraron otro vato, bro. That guy came in to steal. So, we knew the guy came in to bite, dude.
Oh,
so,
man.
My boy, George, went and grabbed the chain and the lock, bro. And he locked his bike.
Dang.
So when the guy walked out, we're like, hey, where you going? And the guy ran out and he pulled his bike.
This one was chained up.
La bolsa, traía una bolsa en el handlebar tied up con comida. It was like groceries.
Simón.
And he se paniqueó tanto el vato, bro, that he took off running. Sacamos el grill. Estamos haciendo la carne.
La carne,
bro.
Que ya comía. Ah,
tío. Oh, como que acababa de ir a la tienda, bro. I got some AutoZone stories, dude. That, oh, man.
I can imagine down here.
Sí, bro. Oh, I've got some stories here, dude.
Because along with, like, the homeless.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know.
The homeless, the homies. What
Fabian.
Los mecánicos.
At the market.
Yeah.
What Fabian is referring to is the area of Logan Heights. I don't know if all of you guys are familiar with it, if you guys are listening.
Everybody knows each other here.
But Logan Heights, well, it used to be worse, especially in the time you guys are talking about, and especially during the time
early 90s.
And especially during the times that you guys grew up.
Early 90s and early
80s. I was a little kid when I was in, like, a mí me tocó mirar lo último. You know, I've seen the transition, but I'm pretty sure you've seen more of the transition in this neighborhood.
I go down to where Northgate is, and...
It's
different, huh?
Because there used to be that restaurant, Chewy's.
And
that was the spot back in the day, you know? That was.
Dude, we had my wife's birthdays there.
All
my wife's family had birthdays there.
They tore that place down, right?
Yeah.
They turned it into like a... So the old Chewy's, they turned it into like a coffee shop. Now, the building is still there, but it's like a coffee shop now. But they have bought a building across the street. And they tried to turn it into like a nightclub. And
it didn't work out.
Well, they had Saturday night, like oldies.
Okay.
Well, guess who comes to Saturday night oldies? Todos del Barrio.
Yeah.
So there's always fighting and shootings.
Yeah.
So that died, you know,
pretty quick. That didn't last
too long.
Because I remember when I used to, now that you're talking about, I had forgotten about that. I forgot, like, what it
looked
like.
I forgot about when you said Chewy. I was like, what are you talking about?
It was not big orange building, right?
Yeah, like a big brick building.
Because
When
I was young, I used to go play at, what is that park right there? Across the trolley tracks?
The trolley tracks. We call it
Crosby.
Crosby,
right?
We call it Little Chicano Park.
Okay. Yeah, but I think the official name is Crosby.
Yeah.
So I used
by
to play. Yeah, and fuck, dude. Sometimes there used to be this train that used to pass through there. I don't know if it still passes by now, but dude, if you didn't cross the street,
you were there.
You
for
were
a while.
There for a long time, bro.
I used to live on
like
by
an
it.
Hour, bro.
See,
you know what it did? All it did,
two in the morning, right?
No. It could happen at any time during the day, bro.
Yeah.
It can happen anytime during the day. You don't. You know what it did? You want to know what it did? All it did was move all the way to get, I don't know,
to the transfer station.
Right when the fucking end of it comes to where you can actually cross, it would stop, and it would go back, bro, to the same position.
Yeah, they would just go back and forth. They just
Like they just did it for maintenance, I guess. Yeah, I would assume.
Just to keep them running.
I think what they did is because what they would do is they'd go and then cross the track, like move it over to the next lane.
I see. So they can fit whatever.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't know why they did it, but I just know it happened, and it was crazy, bro. Because I was young, and I would be like, I want to go home already. You know, I'm tired from my fucking soccer game. I've already been here like 2 or 3 hours, and now it's not that I was desperate, but I didn't want to go home because sometimes like I wanted to watch soccer games or something, you know, that was on, because that was on like Saturdays on Saturdays because I used to play on Saturdays there, and fuck, dude, that shit was stressful. But I remember seeing Chewy's every time I would walk through there.
Because one of my best friends, she was a bartender there, so every Saturday I would get off work at noon. And she'd call me, hey, come here by myself. So I'd go over there and fucking drink. You know, she'd make drinks and, you know, like, and the kitchen was open, so I'd always just get free food. I was chill there, you know, it was a good spot to go.
I had a little spot out like that, but it wasn't no chew.
And, and then one day, though, fucking scared the shit out of me because I was there chilling, me and her and the cook, basically. And we were just chilling, hanging out. And then I hear, like, this fucking thunder pull, you know, like, what the fuck is that? And it must have been, like, maybe, like, 40 motorcycles.
Holy
and a
shit.
Fucking shit ton of fucking Mayans, or not Mayans.
Oh, wow.
Like, they're from the from the cruise or whatever?
Hooligans.
No, not
hooligans?
The hooligans.
No.
Outlaws?
They're from the cruise or the biker dudes, I guess?
The Mongols. The rivals, the Mongols.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, fuck, like Ching'o the Mongols and like, those guys you didn't want to fuck with, you know?
Yeah.
And but they were like, they knew her, so I was like, alright, cool, you know?
I'm cool.
Yeah, so she introduced me to a couple of the guys, and I was just like, fuck, because I was, you know, I heard stories with them fighting with the Hells Angels back in the day.
I don't even know. So see, I don't even know none of this stuff.
Okay, we know somebody.
That was like their spot, you know? And so I was just like, oh.
So
shit.
What was the rival? It was the biker game?
It's
like
the Hells Angels.
Local?
Yeah.
Like San Diego?
Yeah. Okay. It went nationwide or international.
Yeah.
They're international
now. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like Sons of Anarchy type of shit.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
stuff
that
like that. Okay.
See, bro.
Damn.
So, yeah. But there's one. There's. Okay, so.
Was,
what I
was,
understand.
Was there race associated to this?
Yes.
Yeah. So
the
what I understand is.
They're all white guys.
Yeah.
And they're out of like. El Cajon, Santee.
God damn.
And they can't be as... They, right, there's a law that they can't patch. You can't see them with their patches on anymore.
Shit. Because
they're that
they're,
bad.
They're you know? Organized.
They're organized crime now, like, basically.
See, they're like... A, they're considered a syndicate, bro.
Bro, I didn't even know about this shit.
Yeah, they're like... They're up there with, like, the mafia.
This is some crazy
shit. Yeah.
Sí, bro. They están cotidianos. Son crimen organizado, bro. Realmente.
And I mean, I'm pretty sure there's not a lot of people from San Diego that
you
know
watch,
about
just
this.
Watch the documentary, bro.
Yeah,
there's
watch the documentary on them, and
there was a character they're like the Mayans, and I would say the Sons of Anarchy are like the Hells Angels, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was.
So the Mongols were like a variety of.
Yeah,
like,
they're
sí.
Más Mexicanos, but,
Mexicanos,
Chicanos. You know, Chicanos, and you know.
Like I don't understand how the like in Tijuana. The version of the Hells Angels is, what is it called?
And that's within Mexicans?
Huh?
Are you talking about there's
the
Mexicans
Mexican, yeah,
versus
group,
Mexicans?
There's a group that
so
scores.
Is that the rich versus the poor?
No. There's no rich and poor in the biker world. See,
yeah.
Okay, when the Hells Angels go down to Baja, they check in with, they don't check in, I guess they're under them. But I don't know how it works because they're Mexicans. So they check in with the solo angels, and the solo angels sort them around.
So it's just like, hey, it's the courtesy call.
It's the courtesy call, yeah.
Coming down.
I'm going to be in your area.
Your territory.
You know, so if you see one of my guys, because, you know, back in the day, they actually had, like, right to shoot people. You know, like, hey, You see a Mongol, or if a Mongol sees a Hell's Angel, like, he has to do something.
So that was part of the thing that you joined. If you joined, you had to fucking...
You have to, you know.
You have to
it
be
a gang, bro. It was a gang.
Damn, son.
It's just a biker
crazy
gang.
Shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, so... And because the Mongols, they're more Chicanos, you know, and... So
they run Southern Cali, right? From what I understand, they're Southern Cali, and then Hell's Angels is, I think, from Orange County and above, or LA,
and more
in between, huh? Yeah.
And what
there's
was
some in Nevada? Like,
what, so was? Can you tell me the time again from your story? What was the time that happened at?
That was probably like 99. 2000.
No, but like the time of the day.
Oh, it was noon.
Noon?
Middle of the day.
And they went to Chewy's?
They went to Chewy's and they were just partying. They're just looking for a place to party and, you know. And, you know, once I got to know a couple of them, met them, and, you know.
They're just pretty chill guys.
Yeah, they're chill, just... You know, and that was the thing. They just want to party. Like I like to play pool. And so my friend, she was like, hey, go show them how to play pool. And it's like, nah, man, because I don't want to get beat up, you know? Like,
yeah.
I'll let them play because, you know,
that's on them.
That's on them, you know, because, you know, when you play pool against somebody, it's
people hate serious.
Get serious,
yeah.
Yeah, it can
get
serious
the
for
heart.
Sure. I've seen some videos, bro.
I mean, I have a pool table right here. So I grew up playing pool.
Oh, wow.
I've seen some people, they get down, bro.
And
flying chairs, and los pinches palos, bam!
I mean, there's a couple of spots. Have you guys ever been to Chicky Babies?
I've been there before.
Yeah, I think so. That's right here downtown, right?
No, it's like right here. It's like, dude, it's literally
this house
in the middle of the hood that can sell alcoholic beverages because they're considered some sort of nightclub to some sort of degree.
Okay.
I mean, it's not that bad, to be honest. I mean,
no, I mean,
you know?
Cause it's been there for years.
Yeah.
Man.
Have you ever heard of this?
So me and my homie would always talk shit because we were like, "Hey, let's go to Chicky Babies." I'm like,
ah,
"Come on, you know."
Yeah,
I'll tell you my version.
It used to be like that.
I'll tell you my version of Chicky Babies.
Yeah, so
it used to be like that.
So one day we walked in there. Me and my homie were like, "It's Friday, let's go drink some beers."
Simon.
And let's go somewhere. We're like, "Cause we're gonna end up at my homie's house. He lives two houses over. We're gonna end up there regardless. But let's go somewhere." And then so we're like, hey, you know what, let's go to Chicky Babies. We always talk shit.
That we never check it out.
And we never, you know. So we went there, and believe me, dude, like, we were out of place there. You know, we walked in, and it was like, I ain't gonna lie, like, eran puros jardineros.
Yeah.
In their uniforms still, right? In their green dickies. And we walk in, and like, it was one of those, like, a scene where the music stops.
Stop,
and everybody's looking at us, and we're like,
let's get out.
So we sit down, we order a bucket of beers, and then everybody, you know. So then we start calling our friends, like, hey, bro, come down for a beer. Where you guys at? We're at Chicky Babies. No, you're not. You know, no. You know?
Yeah, bro, it was big.
And they had a jukebox, and that, you know, they had one pool table at the time.
Yeah.
And then they had tables and like a little dance floor,
like,
and it was just beer.
Sometimes
that was it was some, just beer.
Beer. Wow.
Sometimes they have live band or like live music and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. So we were there one. So that was the first night. Cause, you know, we talked. We had like four or five of us finally show up, and because the beer, you could buy a bucket of beer for like $12. It was cheap.
It wasn't that bad. Wow. Yeah. It's not that bad. Like.
It's. So then...
It's como para puro viejito. Like, viejito or...
I mean, anybody can go, bro, and they would have a good time. That's all I can say.
Okay,
like,
so it's just... So okay, like, it's the whole... Okay.
Yeah, so, like, we went there, like, the following Friday, and then, like, the third time we went there, like, we went deep. We went, like, we were probably, like, 15 deep.
Oh, wow.
We were, like, El Gregorio, everybody.
Nice.
Gregorio, it's a funny story, because we were all partying there. And everybody's looking at us because they're playing like this music, all this, you know, the Mexican music.
They got life.
And they're trying to get rid of us, you know. They're thinking that we don't like the music.
That you guys are going to get intimidated.
Yeah, so. And we're like, man, we love this music.
We grew up with this.
Yeah. And so the homie Greg goes to the bathroom. And so I'm at the bar ordering beers. And then the homie comes out. And because the homie Greg, that school, he's like dark.
Dark, bro, and he had dreadlocks,
yeah.
bro. Long dreadlocks, bro.
He looks like
Bayo dark?
like bello dark,
okay,
and some big dreadlocks.
And so he looked like a black dude.
Yeah.
He salió del baño and he's singing this Mexican rolas, and this lady turns around, she goes, "Ay, habla español." You know? And we start rolling, you know? And you ain't gonna get rid of us that fast, man, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
But it's a nice little spot.
And then once you have a couple brews...
You can even dance there, to be honest. Like, if you really wanted to, you can dance. And that night,
because we were there for you know, a couple hours. But like I said, we end up right here because, you know, sooner or later, you're gonna run out of beer money. And so we'd go buy 30-pack or whatever. And, but that night we were leaving in Entrandos, it was like a full banda move, like, you know, and them motherfuckers were loud as fuck.
It's an interesting thing to experience, to be honest.
So like now, I haven't been there since, but I've read about it like in the Reader.
It's got good reviews.
Like, they got good reviews. Fuck, like, I think they make like taquitos now.
Yeah, and I think they have somebody outside.
Yeah, because they have like a patio where everybody would go to
kick
smoke.
It in. Yeah.
You know? Now they have two pool tables in there, if I'm not mistaken. The last time that I went, it's been a while. It's been like maybe 2 years since I've been there.
¿Quién te viera, cabrón?
It's been a long ass time, bro. It's been a long ass time.
It's a trip, man.
Wow.
You know? But yeah, like, so back to the pool table. They only had one when I was going there, or when I went there, and there was like some old school, like cholos, you know, and so they were playing, you know, and they were playing their rules, you know, and so we were like, my homie Greg, he wanted to play, so he's like, hey, let's play pool, and I was like, all right, man, and my brother, he's like, nah, fool, you're not playing. And then I said, all right, you know. And then Greg's like, why? I said, nah, because his favorite plays, man. These fools are going to get mad. We're going to get fucking kicked out of here, drunk, you know. Like, nah, we don't need that shit. We live here, you know.
So you've been to, like, pool halls, right?
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen that movie called Pool Hall Junkies?
My bad. That's the movie. How,
okay, I love that movie. Does it really go down like that, or is it like that's on the East Coast, or is that like everywhere?
That one was more East Coast, but it gets like that, you know?
It gets to that level, yeah. Right? Wow. You've never seen that movie, guys.
Check it out.
Check it out. It's a great movie.
It's an awesome movie, and it's not a lot of big name actors in it.
No.
It's well done.
It's well done, yeah. You know, you think the biggest actor is Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
You know? But, dude, it makes it even better, the fact that they're just, you know.
Right.
Normal.
Yeah, right? Normal, like it's,
like, and because they do have, like, that style tournaments that they do, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, so they send out invitations. Like, if you're good, like, you get known. Like, you get, people know you.
It spreads around. Yeah.
Because I used to play in pool leagues in Chula Vista, all down Broadway. Yeah. All those bars right there, I used to play out of there. And, like, so we'd show up to places, and, you know, people start eyeballing, watch out for this guy, you know. Or,
oh, wow.
You know, so, yeah, I guess.
It's like a shark pool.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, I could totally see it, the competition. I mean, the way in the movie, how it looks like.
It's like a sport, to be honest.
Dude, it is, bro.
I used to go right down on, right here on National. There used to be a place called Pool World.
I think I remember.
And as a kid growing up, I was like, Pool World? Like, I thought it was for, like, fucking pools. You know? I never, like, knew about it.
It's funny how we take things literally like that, huh, when you're small.
And because there's no fucking, there's no windows. You can't see inside this place. All it was is a big sign. It says Pool World. The windows were fucking, had bars. You know, you couldn't see shit. Yeah. The door, it always said go around back, you know. So, like, the front door, like, so I just, just Pool World.
And you're young, so you can't really, you know.
And then, like, one day, one of my buddies, he wanted to buy a pool stick. And he's like, hey, let's go to Pool World. I'm like, the fuck? You know?
I remember that place.
So we went, and we walked around the back, and you go around to the door where it says to enter, and you walk into, like, a garage, right? And I'm like,
the fuck?
And all I see was Stella and, you know, pieces of wood and shit, and I'm like, And then the guy comes out and says, oh, like, what are you looking for? He's like, oh, we want to buy a pool stick. Oh, go through the door right here. And then you walk in through the door, and then there's, like, the showroom where they have, like, fucking pool tables everywhere, arcades. Oh, you know, wow. Like, the lady, it looked like a... Like one of those stands at FamMart where the lady's like above you when you're buying shit. The hat lady.
Yeah.
So, you know, she had that big glass thing.
The big glass vitrina.
Yeah, so you're like, you put your hand in like, yeah, you're like. And then the lady had the pool sticks on the wall and shit, you know. And it was like, oh, fuck. Like,
was it a pool place? And also they provided stuff, or did they just sell stuff?
Both. Yeah. So you can buy a pool table.
That's fucking
dope. You can buy an arcade.
But you could also play at night. Like
the, No. It was just
It was just a showroom.
It was just a show, yeah.
To sell, okay. And I thought then, it was both. I was like, damn, they must have made bank.
And pool sticks, man, they're
expensive. Mm-hmm. They're expensive. You know? They're not. They don't come cheap.
What, también las pelotas, like the balls, no? Mm-hmm. They're also pretty expensive, like the whole set.
Now that we're speaking about bars and a little bit of Logan... Who remembers Malena's, dude? Oh, yeah.
I never got to go in there. I was too young to ever enter, and it burned down by the time I was. I probably got a.
Yeah, I remember that spot.
I remember that spot because all my boys that we worked on at 22nd and Imperial, you know, they were all single, dude. So sometimes, you know, we got they. Well, actually, I would just go kick it, but they liked to pull me just to go as a big guy to go along with them. They got to the point where they got so burned out in TJ that, you know, sometimes we just go into places and boom, we start running right back out. Because they're sure enough, here comes people. And one day they didn't want to go deal with that. They're like, just go to a place and have a beer, you know, like. And they're like, and we were just like you. We were like, we could have had beers outside the AutoZone. But no, we were like, and my older boy goes, you know what?
This is your chicky babies?
No,
is this your chicky
baby? This is my chicky baby. Yeah. Just, so he goes, hey, let's head out to Malena. And then I heard my boys right away. No, mames. Hey, we're not going there. There's a lot of old school ladies.
Yeah, that was a thing. There was a lot of old school ladies.
Old school ladies. Like, nah, it's like, come on, guys, let's go. So I was like, all right, let's go. I'll go have a beer. I didn't know what they were talking about, you know? So I show up, we went in there, we parked, and we walked in, and bro, it was literally,
what did it look like, bro? I always was curious, was it dark? Was it dark or no?
It was dark, bro.
Okay.
Now it's not scooter, and I saw like two ladies by the bar, and they were like, they just turned around, and I was like, oh, now I know why the guy, I still didn't get it, you know, right. Me being naive, you know, I didn't grow up here, but. That's when I started to know the neighborhood here. I was like, why the hell are we here? Like, okay. I was like, oh, this was a beer. All right. And I could see. And they were like little kids, bro. Because they were, you know one of them. Felipe.
Oh, okay, Felipe.
Felipe. So, Felipe was right there. He's like, check that one out, bro. There, and then they were. I was like, "Señoras." I was like, "Yeah, bro, check it out." I was like, "You guys are messing with me." And I would still be, you know. And sure enough, bro, you got some lady comes over. He's like, "Hey, muchacho, te puedo comprar un trago?" And I turned around.
That was a thing.
And yeah, I didn't know. They didn't tell me, dude. Te puedo comprar un trago? Bailamos. And I was like. And they looked cool fools. I was like, all right, so I got up. And we were dancing, dude. And I was sitting there and I was like, oh. And these fools were like, yeah. And I was like,
That place ended up burnt. Like, somebody,
it ended up burning.
Somebody
down.
Burned it. I'm pretty sure somebody burned it. I don't know. Maybe they had some beef or some shit. But
I don't know.
It got burned down. And now it's like a fucking. They turned it into an indoor soccer place, but that place is not fucking safe, dude. Like, the walls are supposed to be made out of plastic, but they're made out of fucking brick. Like, damn, cement.
That sucks.
Like, imagine if somebody pushes you and you go fucking head first into something like that over there. With, like, over here, bro. Yeah. On the back.
Like cinder blocks.
Yeah. Like, head first. Like, that's not something good, you know? But either way, Malena's was like, I remember everybody that was older used to go there. Like, the guys that I knew that were older, like, yeah, that's where they used to go and stuff.
Well, my boss was older. I didn't know. Y ese güey era bien calenturiento. I wouldn't discriminate, bro. He was real smooth. Leather jacket. His name's Steve Trillo. But, ese güey no discriminaba, bro.
Damn.
Llegaba muchacha que llegaba a la hora de... I'm going to hire that right there. Literally, dude. I also went to this other place in Chula Vista. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it. It's called the Manhattan Club.
So I used to play for that bar.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I've never
so,
been.
So, one night I get a call from one of my homegirls, and she's faded, bro. Yeah, está en mi casa, bro, posted. She's like, she was just crying, dude. I'm like, what happened? She's like, I need a ride. So-and-so left me. And I was like, all right, I'm on my way. So, got in the car. I lived on H Street at the time. But I was working this area here. And so I walk in. And by the way, she's really good at pool.
Damn.
She is a pool shark. Like, I remember I used to watch her. And guys would try to flirt with her. But she was just hustling them, dude.
Yeah.
She was just sitting there and I would watch her. Because I used to go play pool with her. And she kind of lived like on university area, the university area. But when she traveled around, like you know, I guess she got to play pool. That was her thing, pool. And so I picked her up and I went over there and I walked in. I've seen that place all my life. You know, the Manhattan Club. I was like, oh, it's probably like some fancy like wannabe bar where they serve you like stirred drinks and yeah, bro. And I walked in, the first guy. I saw a Santa Claus guy looking guy, todo barboto, biker down, and he was just posted right there with a cigarro, and I was like,
the fuck?
Is he smoking here? And I was like, the guy was just sitting there, así, traía su capitán, su guarda de capitán, bro, like, what else, like
military things?
Not even.
Like a fucking. Like,
oh, I see what you're saying, like Popeye.
Yeah, yeah, dude. I see, I was like, what the fuck are you doing here? Oh, came to make some money, dude. I thought you were great. You give me a ride home. I gave her a ride home. And I'm taking her home, dude. She's like, you know what? Fuck that shit. Get off with me. We're going to go in there. We went to this place called, right there on University Heights, going towards...
It's another pool place?
It's another place, but over there.
I think I've been there before, and they have two stories. Is it two story? Like,
yes! Oh,
okay, I've been.
Dude,
I don't know
I
what it's called.
What that place is called.
Do you know what it's called?
It's a two-story.
I've been there before, and you can buy beer, right?
You can buy beer, dude. She got there, bro. She was already... She was just working, dude.
Yeah, I forgot the name of it. I know what you guys are talking about.
You can... They have, like, metal stairs and shit.
Yeah,
that you can go up to the second floor, and they have,
como
like,
extra pool. Esa lámina they use at the construction.
Yeah.
So he walked in. I don't know if she was faking being drunk or whatever, but she's there talking to the guys, and sure enough, dude, she got a game going. And that's the first time I ever really watched her like really like play and make money. Bah! Bah! And the guys were just no les daba chance, bro.
Yeah.
The game was starting. No, like I was like, perla, how do you, dude? I've been playing for years, man. He said.
My cousin just bought a house in Yuma, uh-huh. And he bought himself a pool table. You know, he doesn't play, you know, but he's something to have at his house. And he was telling me, he goes, yeah, man, I got a pool table, and me and my son were playing. And he goes, after about half an hour, he goes, he's like, I'm done, like, I get bored. And I was like, you play pool one game for half an hour? He goes, yeah. I'm like, dude. What a pool game would last me like not even 5 minutes, bro.
Oh, wow.
Like, you pay too long, man. That's getting no sabe, o sea.
Yeah,
he just does it.
Yeah, he just does it for fun. And, you know, I said, man, when I go play, you know, a pool game, no more than 10 minutes. You hit break, and if the other guy doesn't, like, because more likely he's not going to miss either.
Yeah.
And if he gives you a chance, you better not miss because that's game over. You know, damn. So. But yeah, I've been in spots like that where.
You just clap, you know? And I just hear his clap. I've never
forgotten. And I've met girls. I probably, I don't know if I you know, there's a lot of pool players, but
yeah,
I used to play out of Manhattan, and I mean, I've met girls that would play that wouldn't even let me shoot, you know, like,
oh, she'd break
and run the table, and that was game over.
God damn.
Damn.
So, yeah,
that's,
I mean,
the first time.
It's crazy.
I've ever seen something like that.
I always had this one, like, and era mucho, like Filipinos, like, a lot of, you know, that they play pool, and they're really good. Like, these guys, no joke, right? That's all they do all day. And so I had one guy that every tournament that we played, like, he was like, that was like my kryptonite, you know, like.
He was your adversary.
Yeah,
and somehow, one way or another, you guys always face each
other.
Yeah,
and it was just like, damn. Oh, I gotta play this dude. And one time, I beat him. Like, I ran the table on him.
Retirement.
I didn't let him see. Yeah, and I was like, I don't want to play him no more, you know. Like, I got my one win. But that dude took it personal. Cause
oh, really?
Because every time, like, he would meet, like, we would run into you, I want to play you. Because, like, he looked at me.
He couldn't
like,
let it
like,
go, huh?
Yeah, he couldn't let couldn't it go.
Let it
like
go.
He lost to me.
Man.
So he wanted to like beat me so bad. It was just, you know, like I'll play it. I ain't scared, dude. Like, if you can run a table on me, go ahead. Like, it's,
yeah.
Like, you know.
Did you ever play him again? Or?
Yeah, I did.
You did? Okay.
You know, and I said, just, you know, I did beat you.
But you can say you can beat him,
yeah,
you know? Like,
yeah.
That's the thing.
You
like,
know?
No matter what, he's never going to be able to take that loss.
Yeah, so, exactly. You can't take it back. It's done.
Like,
yeah.
You know, because every bar,
they have like
they
person,
have their guy, their person,
their
that,
one.
Yeah,
you know, like I used to go to a
that
bar.
That alpha male in there. That
yeah,
runs
I used
it.
To go to a bar in Spring in Lemon Grove. It's called the Sportsman.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and there's a guy, this old white dude, you know, no teeth. They call him Rooster, and he was the guy there at the bar. You know,
that's
like,
fucking crazy.
Nobody plays Rooster. You know, Rooster beats everybody. Until you met me, I played him, and I was like, man, this fool, like, he's good, but like I played way better. But
way
I,
better.
You know, but I'm not gonna talk shit to him, you know. So
yeah,
I was just like,
he was just there to
play.
Yeah,
and every time my homie Darren would be like, dude, play Rooster, you know, show this fool how to play, you know, you know. And I
so
you
went in his
and,
domain, and then he
yeah,
still told, hey,
like,
I guess gonna school you real quick.
You know, and I would play, and then like I would. I'm done. Like, as soon as I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Because I've been to places where I played and took the table off somebody and people get mad. You know, like, I used to go down to the Jewel Box. You remember the Jewel Box? Now it's called the Monkey Paw. Right where the 94 ends into downtown.
Oh, I seen that.
There's
place.
That bar,
yeah,
right,
the right
corner.
On the right side. Yeah.
So back in the day, it was called the Jewel Box. And,
it's by 16, right? 16 or...
It's, you know, like right when the freeway ends. There's an AMPM gas station.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah, yeah.
In the corner,
the,
like,
the first light,
yeah.
When you get off the freeway.
You get off the freeway, mm-hmm. And 90. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that place, we used to go there Sunday nights because they would have $7 steak and potato night.
Oh, dang.
So we'd be all fucking borracho and fucking, fucking Jewel Box and grub, you know.
Yeah.
And so we'd go down there, and then we would show up. Let's say 6 o'clock, and we go to their kitchen. Hey, bro, how many steaks do you have? Because they would run out, and that was it. So we'd be like, oh, I got, you know, 6 or 7. Like, well, we'll buy them all here. But don't cook them yet. You know, we're going to drink some beers.
Things,
you know? And so we'd be...
So you're that... That's how you drink, right?
Yeah.
I used to be the same.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, bro, but sometimes I remember being drunk, bro, and the food just tasted more fucking delicious, bro.
But I can see.
Sometimes. Oh. For the most part, you know?
For the most part.
But.
Honestly, something that I used to always, and I always did, I did it for a long time on a daily basis, bro. Siempre me levantaba, bro, smoke a dube, and I'd head down the street to the, They make smoothies. What's that place called? The famous smoothie place.
Smoothies.
Like, there's one like in every mall, dude.
Oh, Jamba Juice.
Jamba Juice. There we go. And it always tasted much better. I sit there with some shades, dude, and I just sit there and I'm...
That's
just watch
crazy
all the
shit.
Leagues come shopping, dude, for a while. All right, I'm ready to go home.
Jamba Juice is pretty fucking delicious, bro. To be honest, I used to always get some when I used to go with my lady to the mall and shit when we were young. I always buy a fucking Jamba Juice. But for like,
can it was I a say thing, something? You know? Que pedo? I can taste the chemical in this thing.
Oh, yeah?
It's been a while. Last time I had a beer was at Kobe's. Wait.
Oh, the last time That's we went to sell?
Last
That was time, last
year. That was last year.
Damn, bro.
See, bro, I don't drink anymore. Well, I don't drink on a daily anymore.
Because of your condition, right?
Because of my condition, yeah. But...
I
honestly, this feels nice, guys. Being out here with a beer.
I stepped back big time because I'm like drinking too, man. Because like, get us on.
Like 5:30.
Oh, yeah. This started. Is what I would be starting.
Oh, really?
You know, and I mean, it wouldn't end till like 2 a.m.
God damn.
And I would get up to go to work.
Every day?
Every day.
Fuck.
And that's why like I went to the dog. I was telling Ben. And the doctor asked me, like, you know, do you drink beer? I was like, well, yeah, you know. How many beers do you drink? I said, like, when? You know? Like, he goes, a day. I said, I'll tell you like this. Monday through Thursday, I was probably drinking, like, between a 12-pack to 18-pack a day.
A day.
God. A day, a day.
That was me like on the weekend on my good time.
And then on Friday,
that's what I was talking about.
On Fridays, you know, like I would go bowling because I go bowling. Oh, yeah. Go bowling too. And I'd just fucking get a hammer, Jager, tequila, whatever. I'd mix it. I don't get sick.
Simone.
Yeah. I'd mix whatever, you know. There were nights where I don't remember coming home.
Shit. Yeah.
And get up in the morning, go to work. You know, shit like that.
And then get off
and
work.
And then, like, Saturdays and Sundays, you know, I was putting down 30 packs. Easy. Fuck. You know? And I did that for
years.
Almost 20
years. I did
30
years. Packs, straight, but with my buddy, dude.
Straight,
I...
bro.
Like, fuck.
We used to start filling up containers, the beer tabs. You know?
Yeah.
Like, How many of your friends do this? Right or not now, everybody?
Could right they... now, like... Not everybody.
Not everybody?
That, you know, because everybody would try to be like... Because me and my homie Joe, we would start drinking and everybody would try to keep up with us, you know?
Simone.
It was like...
It was a thing.
You know, and that was...
You
that
always
was
get
a
called
thing.
Out, dude. Oh,
yeah, yeah, that's why I was asking him. I was like,
you
gotta
get called out. Why are you babysitting?
Yeah, you know, like we... Because, you know, and I would meet people that would say, oh, yeah, like we were
I
drinking.
Cannot drink you.
All right, dude. Like, I don't want to start, bro.
Start your engines.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of that. This is the first time me and you've ever had a beer.
No, we had one the last time you drank.
Did you have one?
I had one
Who
too.
Didn't drink? Oh, George didn't drink.
George didn't drink.
Yeah, George.
But yeah, man. So you know, I kicked back a lot. Like Wednesday, I had a few beers with my brothers. You know, but it's not like before where. Like it's 5 o'clock, you know.
You know, the type of beer drinker that I turned into, because I was a very social drinker. But I think I eventually evolved into, I want to sit by myself in the dark and just play some tunes, man. Tunes and 3 beers, a couple cigarettes in between beers, and pretty much just chill out for the night, like 2, 3, 4.
That's
what 4 hours.
That's what you would do when I remember when we first.
Whenever you saw those late night pictures that you saw me posting at 3, 4 in the morning, toys. That's where it came from, dude.
But also, I remember when I first started talking to you, we would have phone calls. Like
in the front, there's the hall. There you go.
We used to have phone calls, and I remember you would always be drinking. You know, and
you can hear that can, right?
Yeah, and. That, I mean, it's, I used to drink a lot too, bro, when I was younger, you know, but I don't know, I just didn't have a need for it anymore. I felt like I didn't have to do it. Plus, I'm trying to stay fucking alive to see my daughter live too. I want to be 100, bro, to be honest, but a functional 100-year-old, you know, I don't want
to
be fucking...
I was telling Fabe that I used to, before I moved out...
all the homies... You know,
getting together, and you know, When you get to have a beer, that's one thing that I do. I tell my wife asks me, I have a six pack at home, and it's just there. And my wife goes, "Hey, you ever miss it?" I'm like, "Not anymore." I go. Back then, when I first started, when my dad died, I think I did miss it a lot. But I'm kind of glad that I held up.
I think like what happens is like after maybe like a month.
Detox.
It's like, I don't know, I guess it just depends too, you know, because some people use it like kind of therapeutically, I guess you could say, so that they can forget about their shit. The thing is, they should be, in my opinion, is even if you're abusing it, maybe you should fucking actually have those conversations in your head of the shit that's bothering you, because, you know, once you start using any type of drug, You're the shit that you're most afraid of is the shit that usually comes to the front of your head, you know?
There was like, times, you know.
And sometimes you can put it away, you know, especially if you're partying and you're having a good time with your friends and shit, but when you're alone, that's some fucking deep shit, right?
That's
there, bro.
One thing I could never do is that I can never drink by myself.
Oh, you'll see, bro.
Like, I can never do that.
And you know, it got to the point, I'm not even gonna lie to you. It got to the point, bro, where if I was hanging out with you guys at 9 o'clock hit, "Hey guys, I got a dip." Instead of telling you guys, "Hey, let's have a brew," "Guys, I got a dip." Or if I stayed and chilled till like 2-3 in the morning, "Guys, before 2 o'clock, I gotta hit the store." Why? Because I had to have my 3-pack on my way home.
I had a buddy of mine that we used to work together, and we used to do before everybody started doing the home grocery delivery, you know?
Okay, like okay.
There was a company called homegrocer.com, and that was the first company in San Diego that would deliver groceries to your house. And so I met a bunch, because it was graveyard shift, so I met a lot of people, you know? It was a big company.
Yeah.
And so there was like 4 or 5 of us, we stayed in, we all worked together, and then like when the company went under, like the 5 of us we still stayed in contact, you know?
Okay.
And so one of my buddies lived in Rosarito. And so he would come by, because I worked in a machine shop. And then my homie got me this job there, because, you know, I was young. They were paying a lot more.
Yeah.
So I was like, cool, you know, like, I'll go try something different, you know? But when we got laid off, it was 2001, because September 11 happened, and then September 17th is when I got rehired back at the machine shop. And so one day my buddy comes over and he's like, "Hey bro," like, because I got home from work, and I said, "Hey man, you want a beer?" And my buddy goes, "Nah, I'm all right." And then he goes, "Hey bro, do you drink a beer every time you come home?" And I was like, "Probably, you know," like. And he goes, "Dude," he goes, "you're an alcoholic." And I was like, "What? Nobody's ever called me that, you know," like. And then he's like, "Yeah bro, like every time you drink a beer, or like when you get home and you have to have a beer," and he goes, "that's how being an alcoholic." And I was like, I never looked at it that, you know, like that, because I go, I don't have to have one. I just do. I mean, you know, just that was my routine. That was my routine, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I was like I kind of got like mad at him, because he's like, "Man, I'm not an alcoholic," you know. Like,
it's because you think about it. You work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're productive. That's how I used to see it. I used to tell my wife, "Like, you drink too." My wife would tell me, "You drink too much." Simone. "Hey, are the bills paid?" "Sure enough, yeah." "You got money in your pocket?" "De falta algo los niños?"
That's so
everything's taken care of, right? Leave me alone.
I think if you drink, it's fine, but you gotta know you gotta know how much.
I wasn't. I drank to get
my
numb.
My parents were the same way, you know. Where Simone. I got a job.
Simone.
You know, I'm paying my bills, my rent, you know, my car, whatever. I'm good. I do what I want, but I can, you know,
afford to do whatever I want to do.
You know,
yeah, do me.
And So that was it. That was my thing. You know, I was gonna fucking pound some beers, you know, like.
Yeah.
Like I say, every time, 5 o'clock. And it's funny because, like, in front of my house, you know, in my homie's house, we'd sit down on his porch and we can tell the time by the planes that are coming in.
God damn.
So it was like we had FedEx. Every time FedEx was there, oh, yeah, son las cinco. You know?
It sure enough.
Yeah, that was our message, bro.
You guys didn't have pigeons. You guys had the airport. You guys had the airport.
I didn't even know that. Like, I swear, if you would have never told me, I would have died and not known.
Every day at 5, between 5 and 5:15, there's the FedEx coming in. Every day. And that was our fucking, oh, it's 5 o'clock, you know.
It's 5 o'clock.
Beer time.
Beer time.
And that was, you know, it's funny because, you know. Yeah,
because most of the time, what year, like, around what time was that? Like, in the 90s?
90s till now, bro.
Well, like, 90s, but not only that, like, I'm saying, like, you guys didn't have really, like, much phones and shit.
Right,
a lot of people
exactly.
Didn't, you know, so... You saying like, oh, that was our cue.
Yeah.
Like
that was their cue.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's crazy because now you could just fucking pull out your phone and fucking check the time. You know? But before you're saying like, I remember, and it was like it's some crazy shit that has happened by the time like 1994 till now, like the way the technology has advanced. Like, even when I was little, like it wasn't a big thing. You know, I mean, even. Cell phones, I don't think, were even something big. And then out of nowhere, like, the flip phones were pretty big.
Yeah.
And then little by little, and then boom, everything.
I started off, like, I had a pager. Yeah. I was in high school when I had a fucking pager, you know?
How old are you, Fabe?
I'm 40.
40, okay. So we're about the same. I'm 39. Well, going on 39.
Yeah, I'll be 41 in September.
I'll be 39 in September.
What day?
16?
Ha! 15.
Damn.
No way. Oh, damn.
That's funny.
That is some funny shit. You know.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, because I remember, I had a pager. And then my uncle, you know, he's like, hey, like, I got this deal where I'm going to get cell phones. You want a phone? I was like, fuck yeah, you know. I had the fucking Zach Morris phone.
With the green screen?
Yeah. I had that shit. And then I remember when I traded it in for the flip phone, you know.
Do you remember the first flip phone? I remember having it with my room when I lived at home.
Simone.
And I had the whole room, the whole wall, the whole roof, actually. Just with 40-ounce bottles. It started
like a collection?
Cobra. Huh?
Like a collection?
Yeah, so the beer caps. I take off like these.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And I would stick them up, bro.
I thought you meant like a...
Like
the fucking bottles and shit.
Nah, not at all.
I had a friend who used to collect like different
the bottles,
type of fucking
bottles.
We used to... during the craze when everybody was playing beer pong.
Oh, okay.
So we would build beer pong tables.
Oh, shit. The long ones?
Yeah. And like we would hold like
beer pong tournaments?
Beer pong tournaments. And we did one year where we called it the Logan Heights beer pong tournament. And we had like the homies house. We probably had like 50 motherfuckers there just playing beer pong, just getting tall pedals and shit.
Oh, wow.
And then I think we have a video on YouTube.
Oh, dude.
If you type in like Logan Heights beer pong, and
see that right now.
Yeah, it was just like, holy shit, you know.
Dude, you got it! I was like, "What's up, dude?" I had the pager, bro. Until one girl called me out.
And then it was like a thing where cell phones went small. Like the little Nokia.
Yeah.
And everybody wanted the small cell phone.
Early 2000s.
I remember my homie at work.
Was that the one with the fucking walkie-talkie?
No, not that one. Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
Not yet.
No, that's... So...
They just had smaller flip phones. Yeah. You could put in your pocket.
They were made
pocket,
by a company called Qualcomm.
Yeah.
And they were made for, like, Verizon and Sprint carried them mostly. AT&T had them, but they had more the Razor at the time. And they were smaller, like literally, like this could be a phone, dude.
Yeah,
it was small.
I remember they had some Nokias too.
Yeah, Nokia.
That were just small.
And so, because my homie was like, "Oh, I don't want to get a cell phone. Like, a huevo no quería, you know."
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, like he got a little cell phone, right? And then And then boom, they start getting bigger, and then you get like, oh shit, like you can get messages on your pagers, you know, like a pager started getting bigger.
It started to get involved.
Yeah, you know. And then next thing you know, you can see it, you know, like
next, you remember the
phone, you know,
and text the ones with the keyboards. Yeah. What were they called? The I never one. Had one, but
the one
the, there was a it was a pager with a phone, dude. Paris Hilton made him famous in that TV show.
I don't remember, to be honest.
Simple Life. It was.
I don't know, but there was a the Nextels.
Nextels.
Oh yeah, like walkie-talkies.
You know? Hold on, before we get to the Nextels, did you ever have that big brick Nokia phone?
I never had that
the
one.
The yellow no, one?
No, not the yellow one. So it was a brick. It was a brick Nokia phone that you could change the faceplates.
No, I never had that one.
And you know what? Till this day, I have one. That thing works. I've never changed the battery, and it takes. They were unlocked at the time. So you could put any SIM card. If you have a SIM card, you can use it.
I have a box in here somewhere. It's full of like my old pagers and.
No way.
Yeah. Damn. And like, I think I have like old cell phones in that
you,
one.
You could even personalize it. You could buy like the faceplate with lights. And it would every time your phone would ring, the lights would come up, and the little antenna would blink, and you know they did so many things with cell phones. Like they were like cases, but it was for the phone. And you could change faceplates in the back and front. Good stuff.
Yeah, man, it was like I say, watching like you said from the late 90s to now, it's like, wow, technology, bro.
Yeah, it's been you crazy. Know?
Los radios, I mean, los radios was the best. I love Next. That was my first phone. I never had a phone.
Everybody used to fucking do that shit, bro. I remember. Yeah. I mean, none of the people that I knew, we were all young, like, at that time, so nobody had cell phones and shit, like, for my age, you know? But
right. How I remember.
Right now, I'm 29. So.
I never had a phone, dude. That I have ever changed the SIM card until I started getting radios. I remember I started, that's how I started fixing phones. Through Nextel. So you compare los radios and I would fix them and resell them. Do you remember the guy right here at 28? He used to have a place. And he was at La Palapa too. He had a cell phone place.
I don't know his name, but I know what you're talking about.
He has like a goatee. He would sell at the swap meets. Well, I used to always go to him. Because I saw him at the AutoZone, and I take him the phones to fix. But then, you know, it got to be expensive, so I was like, well, there's got to be a way for me to fix these things. So I bought my tools, and I started taking things apart. And eventually, I got good at it. Sweet. I was fixing just Nextel, though, until the iPhone came out. Once I had the iPhone, dude, I think that changed my, that rocked my whole world, dude. Because I believed in having just prepaid, I never had a contract. Me gustaba comprar a new phone, agarrar mi radio, poner el SIM card, and just I would have every Nextel, and I had every different, even the Mexican ones. Que los mentados Ferraris, el Pininfarina. At the time, it was made by an Italian. They designed Ferrari, pretty much. And I had different phones, dude, at the time. And it wasn't until they got into screen that I actually went and got a contract, because I had to get. I was selling on Craigslist.
Well, even then, like, you know, like, fucking, like, the app stores didn't have that much shit when we first started, you know?
Who?
The app stores, like, when you first started on smartphones, they were the fucking apps were not that great. Like, or the games, you know, yeah, there wasn't that many games that were, like, you know, you didn't have to fucking be there. Now it's like, goddamn, they have so much stuff.
There's not for everything, dude.
Nah.
You know, it's crazy. I was talking to my boy and called me today. He's locked up right here in a tie. He's like, hey, dude, I need you. So I'm going to send you a request. Give me your email so we can talk. Because sometimes he can't call. He's like, we'll email each other. I'm like, okay, Leahy. And when I logged in into the site, because he sent me the link, I gave him my email and he sent me the link, so I linked on it, and it actually takes you into a, it's a correctional facility email where they monitor pretty much, and I kind of knew that, but I was tripping out. It's called Correct Links, and sure enough, here's the app for it, dude.
God damn.
I was That's like, funny. Wow, they have an app for this? I was like, get out of here.
Yeah, I have one of my Hot Wheels buddies from Bakersfield. He got locked up in like I want to say like Colorado, so he had to turn himself in a couple weeks ago. So last time when I talked to him, he's like, "Hey, bro, I got your address. So is it cool if I write you?" I'm like, "Fuck yeah, dude! You know, like yeah. I know they have, you know, what privileges are now, you know, because back in the day, it's all you can do is write, mm-hmm. you know."
Yeah.
You know, so that's funny that you say that he can email you and shit.
Yeah, I was like, he's like, "Yeah, dude, he's like, oh, I'm going to email you." And I was like, he's like, "Just accept it." And I was like, "I accepted it." "How you been?" He's like, "Man, it's stressful and it's crazy in there from what he says right now."
Yeah. I've never been locked up, but I have homies and everybody, and like it's weird. Like
it's an experience.
Yeah. Cause I have one of my buddies, you know, he's not a gang member, he's not nothing, you know, and so when he got locked up, he had to do like, I think it was like 6 months or 3 months or something, you know, not long, but long enough.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Yeah, bro," he's like, I had to like, you have to pick a side,
dude. And politics,
you
know,
you
man.
You either go with the gangsters. Or you go with Los Paisas, you know?
Los Paisas, bro.
And so he's like, "I went with the Paisas because I don't gangbang, you know?"
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
And you just...
But you got
to
get
just
down,
just try to
huh?
maintain a low profile. Yeah. And even trying to do that is hard. Because they're predators. You got to understand that these people see, what can I get out of this guy?
Yep.
What's up with the fish? That's one of the things that you got to really... Once you step in, you're state property, dude.
You're, and
it's not just their property, but your prison property. So whoever runs the place, you gotta abide by the rules.
Fuck, I'm good, bro, for right now. But fuck, dude, that's some crazy shit. Like,
anyway, you pretty much turn in your rights and you're done.
You get fucking.
You have no rights. you got no rights. Either they tell you what to do, or the block tells you what to do.
God damn.
See, bro. That's how it is.
That's not a good situation to
be
in.
Not at all.
That's some crazy stuff. But I think I'm going to end the podcast right now. I mean, we can continue to talk, but I think I'm going to end the podcast.
We hope you guys enjoyed the episode. And if you guys have any input on any of these stories, or if you guys grew up in similar situations and want to share any other stories with us, that would be dope. Or to see that transition that you guys have seen in your neighborhood, or whatever it is. This was episode 39, and thank you guys for listening.